Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. My name is Beatrice. How may I help you?
Hey, my name is Isaiah Crenshaw. I'm calling to file unemployment.
Okay, so I'm having a hard time hearing you, sir. If you're on speaker, Bluetooth, if you don't mind removing that, let me see if I can help you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, much better. Thank you. Okay, let's see here if I can assist you with that. What is your social security number?
417-576-0020.
Okay, that number did not register. Let me see here. One more time, if you would, please, sir.
417-576-0020.
Okay, didn't start. Can you just do it slowly, one number at a time? You said 417-57, and that's all I got.
417-57. 6020.
Okay. Your first and your last name?
Isaiah Crenshaw.
Okay. Okay, so let's see if we can file a claim for you. Okay, your date of birth and your driver's license, sir.
Hello? My date of birth is December 8th, 2003. And you need my driver's license number, correct?
Yes, sir.
So it's 1007. 2425.
And your mother's name? Maiden name.
Her name? Her maiden name?
Yes, sir.
I believe it's Teresa Hall.
Okay. And what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I do not.
Okay. Thank you. And do you understand that knowingly making any false statements and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim would be considered fraud?
I do.
And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
I do.
Okay, thank you. And did you file to receive unemployment benefits in any other state in the last 12 months, sir?
I haven't.
I can't hear you, sir.
I have not.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No. I'm in the Army Reserves. Does that count?
Okay. Yes, it does, sir.
Okay.
Okay, so you are currently in the Army Reserves?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Okay. One second, because I need to check on how to process that. might take us a minute to get an answer to that. Okay, let's see. Okay, are you filing this unemployment claim because you recently separated from a contract performed under the federal government? So you're currently working, correct? You're not separated from the federal reserves, correct?
In the reserves, but I got separated from my work job.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. You said you are in the reserves.
I'm in the reserves, but I got separated from my actual job.
Okay.
Like I was working at a plant called Enova Premier, and I got separated from them.
Okay. So are you filing? Separated not from the reserves but from the other job. Are you filing this claim because you recently separated from the federal government as a civilian employee? No, you are not working for the government as a civilian employee, correct?
You said civilian employee?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm filing for. Yeah.
But you're not a civilian employee. Was the company a government agency?
Oh, no, it wasn't. I was a civilian employee.
Right.
I was just a regular team member.
Okay. But are you filing because you have recently separated from the federal government as a civilian employee? In other words, as a contractor with the federal government.
I wasn't a contractor. I was just a regular employee for a state, like a regular job, like an everyday job.
Okay, so the answer would be no, correct?
I believe so.
Okay. Have you worked for an employer other than the federal government within the last 18 months?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the job I'm filing for now.
Exactly. Okay, and did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
So
I don't
it's
believe
not
so.
Active duty, it's just reserves, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Have you already filed, or are you filing regular unemployment compensation, and now are you in need of a trade adjustment assistance benefit?
I don't understand the question.
Okay, so is this the first time you're filing for regular unemployment, or did you file for regular unemployment before? And now are you in need of filing a trade adjustment assistance benefit?
I believe this is the first time I'm ever filing.
Okay. So did you receive notification that you had a trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Okay. And your first name is Isaiah. And your last name is Crenshaw. Okay. Has your name changed since you last filed for unemployment?
It has not.
Okay. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
I haven't.
And have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
I have not.
Okay. And is this a good number to reach you at? So the 251-244-0795. Is that a good number to reach you at? Okay, thank you.
It is.
And you said your date of birth was 12/8/2003. And you said your mother's name was Teresa. Okay, and do you have an Alabama driver's license, sir?
I do.
Is that an Alabama license?
It is.
Okay. And that number is? That number, sir?
Oh, my bad. 10072425.
Forward with us. I'm trying to see if it has something to do with your serving. Okay, let me see here. English was not a problem. The fraud acknowledgement, we did. Okay. Let's see here. Your phone number is correct. And your date of birth. You said it was 12/8/2003. Your mother's name is Teresa E. Alabama license. Okay. And that number is 10072425. Okay. Okay. So for demographic purposes, sir, would you say that you are white, black, Asian, American, Indian, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, or other?
African American.
Okay. So that's not an option. Okay, so the option is either white, black.
Black.
Okay. Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Okay. Male or female?
Male.
Okay. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen, sir?
I am.
And did you serve an active duty in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
I have not.
Okay. And do you consider yourself disabled?
I do not.
Okay. And you live in the U.S. What is your residential address, sir?
44 Orange Circle, Evergreen, Alabama.
Okay.
36401.
that is located in Evergreen.
Oh, can I actually update the address?
Yes, sir.
Can I use 2930 Steeple Chase Lane, Montgomery, Alabama?
2930 Steeple Chase
Lane.
Lane. Are you spelling Steeple S-T-E-P-L-E?
S-T-E-E-P-L-E.
E-E, okay.
Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, Apartment A. 36116.
When you said that was Montgomery, Alabama. Okay. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address, sir?
All right.
Okay. Thank you. And what was your occupation before?
I was a team member at Enova Premier.
Okay. Team member for what? Customer service?
It was a warehouse. It was like a plant.
So you did stock and shipping?
It was like assembly.
Okay.
To assemble parts.
Okay. It was a production line, assembly line. Okay. And are you seeking work in that same area of occupation?
Correct.
Okay. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hall?
Can you repeat that?
Are you part of a union?
Like a credit union?
No, a union, a part of a union. Remember, it's a trade membership.
I don't believe so.
Okay. Are you attending any school or training?
I'm not.
And did your employer give you a date when you will be returning back to work?
They did not.
Okay. And are you available to work all the different shifts of your occupation?
I prefer day shifts.
Okay. But are you available to work all the different shifts of your occupation?
No.
Okay. So why not? Do you have a medical reason or?
Someone else lives with me, so I'm only able to work day shifts from like 6 to 6.
Okay. So, but you can choose that, right? According to the jobs you apply, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So are you available to work all the shifts according to what you choose of your occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Are you available to work full-time?
Yes.
Since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel to go to work one way?
I'm not sure.
30 miles? 20 miles?
That's fine.
Okay.
Like
and
20?
What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
16.
And are you an officer in your corporation at the moment?
I'm not.
Do you own your own business?
I do not currently.
Do you work for yourself?
I do not.
Okay. Are you currently working on commission or do you have a real estate license?
I do not.
Are you attending any school or training at the moment, or are you currently receiving any workman's compensation due to a work-related injury?
I do not.
Okay. And are you receiving any pension from an employer that you worked in the last 18 months?
I am not.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government since October 1st, 2022 to September 30th, 2023?
I have not.
Okay. And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal taxes, yes or no?
That's fine, yes.
So if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments as a direct deposit into a checking or savings of a traditional bank, or would you prefer to receive the prepaid benefit card? The prepaid benefit card will have an additional 5 to 7 days to be
delivered. Deposit.
Okay. Is that a traditional bank or online?
It's a credit union. It's maybe federal.
Okay. I would need the routing and the account number, sir.
All right. The routing number would be 25607497 4.
Okay. Repeat that for me one time, please.
The routing number is 25607 4974.
And the account number?
7134427363.
Okay, thank you. One more time, if you would.
7134427363.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, that's correct. Okay, and what was the name of the company you were working for?
Enova Premier.
Okay. And would you have their phone number and location?
I don't.
Okay, you need that in order to file. You're going to have to either find that or call us back. Which one do you prefer?
I could Google it online real quick.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, it's 334.
Mm-hmm.
286.
Mm-hmm.
6200.
Okay, and what city is that located in?
Montgomery, Alabama.
When was your first day of work and your last day of work, sir?
I believe August 6th, 2022.
Okay, and your last day of work?
No, it was 23, not 22, it was 23.
Okay.
And my last day at work was March 27th, 2024.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so you worked part of this week?
Yes, my last day was yesterday.
Okay, so why are you no longer working? Was it a discharge, lack of work? What happened?
I was terminated.
And what was the reason for that?
I believe I pointed out.
Due to absenteeism?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And so that was October 27, 2024. Okay. And what was the reason you pointed out you were sick? Absent due to what? What was the reason you were absent, sir?
It wasn't absent. It was like running late.
Okay. Okay, so pointed out due to being late. Okay. Okay. And you were not able to resolve, were you?
No, I'm not able to go back.
Okay, and what was the name of the person that terminated you or that you spoke to?
I don't know her full name, but her name was Miss Alice.
Alice, okay. Okay. And did you receive any warnings about that?
Yes.
And have you received or are you expecting to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No, I don't plan to receive vacation pay. You cut it out.
Huh?
You repeat that? The only pay I plan to receive is my last check.
Okay. Okay. Let's see here. And okay. Do you certify that the answers are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, to the best of my knowledge.
Okay. And your social security number one more time, please.
417-576-020.
Okay, thank you. And, okay, which of the following, I need to verify your identity, okay, in which of the following cities does April Crenshaw currently live? Broomton, Camden, Montgomery, Pike Road, or none of the above?
Brooklyn.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Albertsville, Evergreen, Prattville, and
Hello?
Austin. Can you hear me? Evergreen? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me, sir? Hello, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Hello.